Hello, everyone. Discussion of President Trump's high tariffs is mostly about its international consequences, particularly for U.S.-China relations. But the consequences for the American public are just as significant. Trump is selling the tariffs as a path to another golden age. Quote, your paychecks will be higher, your streets will be safer and cleaner, your communities will be richer, and your future as an American will be much better than it ever has been when I get in, he said at his last campaign rally. That rosy view seems to be based on two core beliefs. First, that tariffs will repair the damage from the U.S. having been ripped off, and second, that the world needs the U.S. more than the U.S. needs the world. We're a department store, a giant department store, says Trump. Everybody wants to come in and take from us. But what I'm doing with the tariffs is people are coming in and they're building at levels you've never seen before. We have $7 trillion of new plants, factories, and other things, investment coming into the U.S., unquote. Actually, they're not, and it's we who are being ripped off. Time for a reality check. First, public opinion strongly opposes Trump's tariffs and his entire economic agenda. A Washington Post ABC News Ipsos national poll in late April found that 64% of Americans disapprove of Trump's tariffs, 34% approve. The Consumer Sentiment Index has fallen 30% since January, due mainly to the tariffs. Trump's handling of the economy, usually his strong suit, has only 39% approval. Second, businesses, consumers, and job holders are all victims of uncertainty. Businesses are undecided about how to respond and worried about what comes next. Companies with product orders in China, for example, are front-loading orders to take advantage of the 90-day pause reached in U.S.-China tariff talks. But after that, what? Concerns are widespread about supply chains and product shortages. We may be entering a period of more frequent and potentially more persistent supply shocks, a difficult challenge for the economy and for central banks, said the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. We are starting to see the true impact of President Trump's tariffs on the supply chain, said Jonathan Gold, the National Retail Federation's Vice President for Supply Chain and Customs Policy. In the end, he said, these tariffs will affect consumers in the form of higher prices and less availability on store shelves. Trump's department store metaphor is not proving apt. Axios, for example, reports, quote, the CEOs of three of the nation's biggest retailers, Walmart, Target, and Home Depot, privately warned Trump in a meeting in late April that his trade policy could trigger massive product shortages and spice hikes. Walmart's chief executive followed up that warning with another in mid-May, saying that, quote, even at the reduced levels, the higher tariffs will result in higher prices. Trump falsely said those companies supported the tariffs, then admonished Walmart's CEO for blaming the tariffs. Walmart, said Trump, should eat the tariffs and not charge valued customers anything. Here are some other indicators of the negative consequences of the tariffs. Home sales are the lowest since 2009. Lawsuits challenging Trump's power to levy tariffs by decree are mounting from state officials, small businesses, conservative and liberal groups, and two Indian tribes. Tourism to the U.S. has dropped significantly, over 11% in March, especially from Europe and Canada. Import cargo traffic in the United States has dropped significantly. Ocean container bookings from China to the U.S. are down more than 60%. Container ship dockings in Los Angeles, the busiest U.S. port, dropped by over 40%. Dock workers there and at eastern ports expect major layoffs. Both international longshoremen's unions have issued harsh rebukes of the tariffs, which, as one said, quote, don't put America first, they put American working people last. And American scientists are on the trading block. The Trump Doge team's firings of federal and university scientists and researchers have given the European Union an unexpected opportunity to hire them away. Third, new investments in U.S. manufacturing, such as from IBM and Taiwan Semiconductor, are mostly promises that we've heard before. The New York Times reported a different picture. Investors have grown increasingly wary of Trump's policies in recent months, with stocks, bonds, and the dollar all showing signs of weakness as fund managers fret over the uncertainty surrounding Trump's policymaking approach. The International Monetary Fund has sharply downgraded its outlook for the U.S. economy. In short, except for the super rich, there is no golden era, only hard times. And Trump cannot disguise that fact. He is making fewer grandiose promises and urging more caution, talking about a transition to better times, hinting that a recession might happen. But he cannot hide disastrous decision-making that will cost the Republicans dearly. I'm Mel Gertoff for the Global Citizen. Thanks for listening.